On yesterday's Coastline, Rachel Lewis Hilburn sat down with David Purnell, who teaches journalism at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, as well as WECT anchor John Evans, to discuss fake news. According to Evans and Purnell, the trick isn't just avoiding overtly fake news, but also seeking out different viewpoints instead of listening to your own echo chamber.
It was recently established, I think it was a Pew Research study, another survey found a higher percentage of Americans got their information about the campaign from late night TV comedy shows. More people got their information from that kind of a source than newspapers. A mere 2% of Americans today turn to newspapers as the most helpful guides for presidential campaigns. So what does that mean? And what are the standards there when you're watching a John Oliver or a John Stewart? Dave Purnell.
It means we're not doing our jobs as responsible consumers. Quite frankly, that shows where we're not holding ourselves accountable to truly looking at all the issues from all the sides. Because I also enjoy a lot of those late night shows, and their job primarily is to entertain, not so much inform. Whereas if I want to learn about true issues about the campaign, I'm going to go somewhere to be informed, not entertained. And as much as I might agree with some of those late night show hosts or disagree with them, whatever the case may be, yes, it does get people talking about the issues, but it doesn't get people talking, having the right conversation about the issues, because you're looking at it through some kind of filter, some kind of slant, because there usually is some satirical point to it, or there is a little bit of a bias to it. One of the things that I always tell my students, especially those who are serious about going into journalism, is you have to get out of your comfort zone. You cannot only read websites or watch television shows that meet your ideology. You've got to force yourself to watch someone who has a different opinion, because you cannot be fully knowledgeable about a situation or an issue going on until you know all sides of that issue and think about it critically and then decide how you feel about it. So that all goes back to, yes, it's great to watch The Daily Show. It's great to watch John Oliver, but it's also great to tune on Fox News.
But why are all these Americans turning to these people as their news source? Why is the public eschewing professional news organizations in favor of these guys, John Evans? News organizations need to take a lesson from this?
I personally don't think so. I mean, I think, as David said, it's entertainment. It's easy. It's easy to click on Breitbart. It's easy to click on Mother Jones. It's easy to click on HuffPost. It's easy to click on Politico or Accuracy in Media, whatever you want to call it. It's easy to click once. You have to work to click twice. You have to work even more to click three times. And so to me, it's the consumer's responsibility. It's also difficult to read a lengthy investigative report. It's difficult to sit down and watch a 90-minute presidential or gubernatorial debate and hear from the candidates themselves when you can hear whoever the commentator is say what Roy Cooper or Pat McCrory or whoever said. In this day and age, it is immediate. People want it now. And their attention span isn't as long as it used to be when Cronkite and Jennings and Brinkley and everybody else were delivering, and people would sit and watch an entire newscast. It's different now than it used to be.
That was WECT anchor John Evans and UNCW communications lecturer David Purnell talking with Coastline host Rachel Lewis Hilburn about the rise of fake news and how consumers can take steps to guard themselves against it. For the full interview, head to our website, whqr.org. Coastline can be found under the News tab.